today, because today is about Jesus, isn't it? I mean, that's why we're here, because of Jesus. Now I'm going to start with reading Luke chapter 24, 6 and 7. It says, He is not here. He has risen. Remember how He told you while He was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. What day are we on today? Three. I think this was the greatest comeback in history. The world has not seen a comeback like this since. Because today is the day that everything changed. All of history bends at this moment. All of heaven shouts in victory. All of hell trembles in defeat. Because Jesus Christ did not stay dead, He got up. On Friday, the world saw tragedy. On Saturday, silence. But on Sunday, resurrection power exploded into the earth and the grave lost its grip. I want to tell you and I want to remind you that you serve the only Savior with an empty tomb. Buddha is in his grave. Muhammad is in his grave. But Jesus, He got up. Amen. Would you say with me, He got up so I can rise.
He got up so I can rise.
There's power in the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
It's not just a story, but it's the source of our salvation. That when Jesus walked out of the grave, sin lost its power. Death lost its sting. Satan lost the battle. Hallelujah. Romans 6 verse 9 says, For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. There's the church there's the proof that the church can never die. If death couldn't hold Jesus, then it cannot hold you and me either. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now lives in you. That's not religion, but that's resurrection reality. You see, Jesus went from the cross to the crown. Let's rewind. On Friday, Jesus was crucified. He died brutally, willingly, to pay for the sins of humanity. Friday was the payment. But Sunday was the proof that when Jesus said it is finished, He meant the debt is cancelled. Meant that the debt is cancelled. That the curse is broken. That the veil is torn. But when Jesus got up, He gave us authority. He gave us victory. He gave us new life. Would you accept that this morning? That maybe which has been lacking in your life, that you have authority, that you have victory, that you have new life through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, which is in you. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 17 says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. But praise God, he was raised, and your faith is firm. Your sins are forgiven, and your future is secure. This isn't just resurrection. This is access. You now have access to God's throne, to God's grace, to God's power, and to God's presence every single day of your life. We don't just celebrate that Jesus rose, but we celebrate today that we rise with him. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. The new is here. Because he rose, you can rise from your past, your failures, your regrets, and your sins were buried in that tomb. And when Jesus got up, he left your shame behind. That your past is dead, but your purpose is alive. You can rise from depression, fear, and anxiety. Resurrection is not just for the afterlife, but it's for right now. That same power is breaking chains off your mind, your heart, and your body today. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. That this morning you can rise into your purpose. That Jesus didn't save you to sit still, but he saved you to live, love, and lead. He called Lazarus out of the tomb, and he's calling you out today. Come out of your tomb through the resurrection power of Christ and experience new life in him. You see, the empty tomb is full of promise. That empty tomb is not the end of the story, but it's the beginning of yours. John 11, 25 says, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. So what does resurrection power mean for each one of us today? It means that you don't have to live in guilt. That you don't have to stay stuck where you are. That you don't have to fear death. Because you belong to the one who conquered it all. Would you say with me this morning, the tomb is empty?
The tomb is empty.
That my heart is full.
That
my future is alive in Christ. You know, we have heard the story many times. But today, would it be more than a story? But would it be an invitation? That Jesus didn't rise from the grave so we could have a once a year celebration. But he rose so you could have eternal life right here, right now. Revelation 3:20 says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. I want to remind you this morning, you don't have to earn it. You don't have to clean yourself up first. You just have to say yes to the one who died and rose for you. I want to close, and I'm going to ask you to stand, and let's make some declarations this Resurrection Sunday. They will come up there. He is risen, and so am I. Just as Jesus rose from the grave, I rise into new life, new strength, and new purpose this morning.
Just as Jesus rose from the grave, I rise into new life, new strength, and new purpose this morning.
I declare that death has lost its sting, that the grave has no hold, and I walk in the victory of the risen King.
Death has lost its sting, the grave has no hold, and I walk in the victory of the risen King.
I declare that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me.
The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me.
I declare resurrection power is flowing through my body, my mind, my spirit, and every area of my life.
I declare resurrection power is flowing through my body, my mind, my spirit, and every area of my life.
And I declare this morning that because He lives, I live boldly.
Because He lives, I live boldly.
I love deeply.
Love deeply.
I give freely.
Give freely.
And I shine brightly.
Today
I declare that every dead dream, every buried calling, every broken hope is being resurrected in Jesus' name.
Today I declare every dead dream, every buried calling, every broken hope is being resurrected in Jesus' name.
I declare that the stone is rolled away. I step out of darkness, out of defeat, out of fear, into the light of victory, freedom, and joy.
The stone is rolled away. I step out of darkness, out of defeat, out of fear, into the light of victory, freedom, and joy.
Today I declare that Jesus didn't just conquer the grave, but He conquered every lie, every curse, every chain. That I am free, I am redeemed, and I am empowered. And today I'm not just celebrating history, but I'm living resurrection reality.
I'm not just celebrating history, I'm living resurrection reality.
That this Easter morning I rise with Christ.
This Easter morning I rise with Christ.
I declare heaven is open, favor is flowing, and nothing is impossible. So I declare, let the church rise.
Let the church arise.
Let the world see.
Let the world see.
That Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
And He lives in me.
And He lives in me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's just give the Lord just some praise this morning. Let's not hold back. Let's thank Him for what He has done. Let's thank Him for Resurrection Sunday. Let's thank Him that we have new life, that we have new joy, that we shine brightly, that we are out of our tomb, that we're out of our darkness, and that we live in the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that you've risen.
Thank you that you died for me.
Thank you.
Thank you that I have life in you.
Yeah.